I'm Rona Tarrant. A shooting at a Chicago hospital has left at least four people dead, including the gunman. Officials say the victims include two female staff members who worked as a doctor and a pharmaceutical assistant, as well as a police officer. A police spokesman said the gunman had died in an exchange of shots. The Bishop of Jefferson City, Missouri, has said he's disappointed that US bishops didn't vote on measures to address sexual abuse last week after a request from Pope Francis to postpone the vote until after February. In a statement, Bishop Sean McKnight said the church needs to involve lay people in the abuse response, adding that any investigation may not be seen as credible if there's not lay involvement. He also called on religious leaders to come forward with information about retired Archbishop Theodore McCarrick, against whom abuse allegations were made. The White House has restored the press credentials of CNN reporter Jim Acosta, less than 2 weeks after withdrawing them over an argument with President Trump during a news conference. The reversal came days after a judge ordered the administration to reinstate the journalist's press pass. Announcing its decision on Monday, the White House also issued rules governing future press conferences, including allowing only a single question from each journalist. New research says air pollution, caused largely by burning fossil fuels, is cutting global life expectancy by an average of 1.8 years per person, making it the world's top killer. The University of Chicago's Air Quality Life Index shows people in parts of India could live 11 years less due to high levels of air pollution. They say the tiny particles ingested from polluted air shorten life more than first-hand cigarette smoke and are more dangerous than other public health threats such as war and HIV. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.